Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. And now, here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. We're just happy that you are with us. This is Reverend Terry Power, and we are under a shady tree. And, of course, the intro still says Terry and Onyx, and we all know that the show is now Terry and Robin. How are you tonight, my lady?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling a little better than I felt the other night.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All medicated and all the fun stuff. So, and we are joined tonight by special guests, Brad Murphy and Teresa Frank of Murphy's Midnight Rounders. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing really well. Just finally getting a chance to relax a little bit. We've been on the road, and we've got about 2 hours to relax before we have to hit the road again.
Oh, wow.
Well,
hey, is it a good kind of busy, like lots of appearances, or is it a bad kind of busy?
Just getting things together. We're headed out to Summerland Spirit Festival in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, and we'll be there all next week.
It starts in 1 day, 11 hours, and 56 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Just trying to get things together for them.
So understood. I've been, crazy busy. You know, my day job is keeping me stupid kind of busy. Mm. But, it's all good, and really enjoyed meeting you guys a couple of weeks ago at Horn and Honey. Mm. We had a blast. That was a fun event, and, hanging out with you guys, Tom, was, just made it even better.
Absolutely, absolutely. What a treat to meet you and Robin and get the opportunity to hang out with you a little bit and talk.
I would say we met in the middle, but I think you and Robin drove significantly farther than we did.
It was a long drive.
Yeah, we had a hike, that's for certain.
Yeah,
and this time we did, I think it was only, 10, 12 hours
to
get
there? Yeah, it's about a 12-hour drive to get there.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. Yeah, so maybe we did meet in the middle there.
Maybe we did.
So,
Vivian was a lot of fun. I love the grounds. The rock walls behind us,
awesome.
The sound was amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. And the people
that
were there at Midian, the participants, the people that came to the festival, the staff, the people that that run the grounds and so forth, run the festival area, absolutely wonderful people. What an absolute treat to deal with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And are willing to jump in and make decisions and, you know, take care of things. And it was just all wonderful people.
Yeah, we didn't have to have a committee meeting to make a decision. It's always good.
Yeah, see it, do it, get it done.
Yeah.
I loved the facility, too. It was a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was gorgeous out there, wasn't it?
Walking
around the grounds. I mean,
the
trees were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that cool little altar space where we had the picture taken. I still got to get that off my camera. I haven't even slowed down long enough to get, I didn't have time to get our hand fasting photos. I haven't got a chance to get our hand fasting photos off my camera yet. It's been so crazy.
This is true.
So, I'm getting fussed out about that. So I'm gonna have to get some. I'm gonna have to spend some time downloading pictures off the camera this weekend.
I spent about an hour on the phone with tech support people from our carrier, trying to figure out what's going on with our phone and how to fix it. we're getting multiple text messages, repeat text messages. It's been going on for a couple of weeks. So we ended up, just going over things for, between a half an hour and an hour. And there are so many pictures on our phone that we have never taken off. You know, it's not just pictures of the cats, it's pictures of our shows.
Right.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Robin and I were talking before the show. We're both kind of curious about, your beginning. Where did this start? I mean, what's your evolution of Murphy's Midnight Rounders?
Well,
tell me you guys were band geeks.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, tell me you guys were band geeks in high school or something.
Actually, I was.
See, I knew it. He knew who Pat Metheny was. I knew it was all over then.
Teresa was a dancer. I was a band geek back in high school, in multiple bands from like junior high on.
Mm-hmm.
But the name Murphy's Midnight Rounders is actually, we actually revived the name. My uncle, Gordon Murphy, was a jazz violinist back in the 30s. And that was the name of his band. It was Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and I've revived the name.
Cool.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, kind of carrying on the tradition.
Familiar to me.
But, about almost 10 years ago, we started a band called Dunn County Clerics, doing more pagan folk music, kind of a cross between I'm not sure what and maybe a little bit of Pentangle or
Peter Paul and Mary.
Peter Paul and Mary in there. a number of years ago, we actually got double booked. We were supposed to be at PSG and a smaller festival in southern Wisconsin called Earth House. And the other guy in the band had just gotten out of the hospital. He'd had a heart attack.
Oh boy!
And he was recouping and so forth, but he couldn't drive. PSG at that time was in Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and he could never have made the trip all the way down there. So what we did is we split the band in half, split Dunn County Clerics in half, and they did Earth House, which was an easier drive for them, the other two people.
Oh, and the name that they called themselves Folk Magic.
Yeah, Folk Magic.
Isn't that a great name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we picked up another singer, and we went down and did PSG in Missouri. And that's where Murphy's Midnight Rounders came from. I just when I was talking to PSG, I said, instead of putting us in as Dunn County Clerics, can you put us in as Murphy's Midnight Rounders?
And we never came up with a different name.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's obviously working for you, so.
Well, it's stuck.
Good.
So.
Cute story.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, you guys have quite a body of work now, and does each album come from somewhere? I mean, certain influences, like you just have the new album out that we're actually going to play some cuts from tonight, but you have the new album now, so what would, I mean, is it life that influences you, or do you listen to other music and be inspired? Where's your muse
goodness.
Come from, honey?
What are your musical influences?
So twisted. Yeah. Oh my God! You never know what's going to trigger a song for Brad, mm-hmm. but there I have noticed a pattern. He writes some kooky novelty song that either appalls me or has me in stitches. And now that he's got that out of his system, he writes something like Soul of a Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Or Daylight Comes Again.
I have no idea where my inspiration comes from.
Uh-huh. So he needs to clear out the cobwebs a little bit and get out his silliness. And
pretty much.
Yeah.
Kind of like making my brain throw up for a while. And then,
you
know.
Whatever works.
Whatever works. Well, some of those more novelty songs we've actually put into our shows and we've put onto our CDs. Do you guys have the Sweet Hollow CD?
No, don't think so. Maybe you have some of the songs
from it. I'll make sure you get a copy of that. We've got Hey Mama, I'm a Real Live Witch on there, Wreck of the Modern Pagan, New Age Pagan Rag, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
actually, I do have some of that stuff. Yeah, I'd like to get the CD so I can get maybe a cleaner version, but we've got Hey Mama, Wreck of the Modern Pagan, what was that other one you said, the New Age Pagan
New
Rag?
New Age Pagan Rag.
The Pixie Glide. Yeah, we've got all of those in the system.
Yeah, those are some of Brad Sillier songs.
Fun story about Pixie Glide. When I first wrote it, I was singing it for my oldest daughter, and she looked at me when I was done and said, "Dad, you didn't write that about pixies. You wrote that about us kids," which will give you a little bit of an insight what it was like growing up raising my children.
Yeah. Yeah, we got one of those over here, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, so what was the influences that brought about the new album? I mean, are the songs connected, or is it a collection of songs?
This one is more of a collection
some of your
songs,
newest stuff.
Yeah, this is a little more of a collection of songs. In the past, we've done a CD that would be a little more mainstream, appeal to more mainstream, and put out a separate CD that was a little more pagan oriented. This time we decided to just, do them both. One of our...
Just stop splitting the music,
Pagan. Stop splitting it up.
Yeah.
One of our CDs, I Am the Goddess, is actually written in more of a ritual format from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the banishing, and you go all the way through to putting the toys away when you're done. And that's the only one that we did like that. But our CDs have had more of a format in the past. This is the first one that has not really had that kind of a format.
I know. It felt kind of weird. It's like, wow. Well, I had no concept in my head. Yeah, where is this going? And so each track became about that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There, and you can see the influence of current events on the songs on this album, on Which Way Is East.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. Immigration was covered by Tombstone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tombstone covers immigration, covers racial prejudice, religious prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written in kind of like an old West
cowboy
story.
Song.
Yeah, it's like an old cowboy song, something you'd see in a spaghetti Western or something. Mm-hmm.
And then there's
Grass Is Always Greener, was actually inspired by what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, mm-hmm. with Michael Brown.
Right.
And so that was. But I didn't put it out because, you know, it didn't publish it. You put it on the net or anything, just because Prince had just come out with his. So.
Yeah.
And I don't really like to show up a hometown boy, you know. That's just not polite.
Right. All right. Well, let's see. We're at about 16 after. Why don't we go ahead and play for our listeners and for all of our enjoyment. Let's go ahead and play Daylight Comes Again.
Oh, goody.
Absolutely.
And you want to tell us anything more about it before we play the song? Or
This song sort of kicked off a new direction that the band seems to be taking. It's not really blues-oriented. It's more of a folk rock orientation. But with this, it started me looking more toward incorporating more blues in my writing. So this was sort of an instrumental, kind of a pivotal song, if you will.
It's also a song of hope.
Mm-hmm.
The song of hope.
Now we can all use some of that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Keep going. Daylight Comes Again.
Yeah, we're all standing together. We're not alone.
Yeah.
In the middle, we performed it at one of the larger festivals, Heartland in Kansas. That was so much fun. Oh, Terry and Robin. The middle section ended up being a drum jam. We had 32 drummers on stage with us.
Oh,
it was
wow.
The Kansas City Drum Tribe.
And Big Bad Gina was there, and a number of other drummers were there.
Let me turn you on to that pagan band. I hate doing this. This is supposed to be about Murphy's Midnight Rounders. But you've got to listen to Big Bad Gina.
Awesome.
Big Bad Gina.
Awesome.
Big
yeah.
Bad Gina. Three pagan women who, oh, my God, collectively can play just about every instrument on the planet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I actually said from the stage one time that when we grow up, we want to be Big Bad Gina.
Who said we have to grow up? Wait a minute.
Their music is amazing. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were also on stage with us drumming. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. So that's Daylight Comes Again.
Cool.
Well, cool. Well, let's go ahead and play it for our listeners, and we'll be back. Everybody, listen to the song. Stick around. We'll be back here in a few minutes.
Wonderful.
We stand for freedom, we stand for liberty. No matter what they say, we'll find a better way. Daylight comes again. Yeah.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
Oh, I do think we got some of the coolest music on any of our shows. That was Daylight Comes Again by Murphy's Midnight Rounders. This is Reverend Terry Power and my lady Robin.
Hello.
And you are joining us under a shady tree. And we're joined tonight by Brad Murphy and Teresa Frank. So
hello.
Was a pretty cool song.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Who are the voices in that? Was it just the two of you, or was there a third voice in there?
That's me and Teresa. And the third voice was someone who was with the band for a couple of years, Bonnie Hannah Powers. And Bonnie is a dear, dear friend. She can do some local things with us now and again.
Yeah, she still does. She still, we can drag her out to come play out with us.
She's our Bonnie. You know, she's decided that being a professional musician is not quite for her right now. So she's gone on to do other things. She's back in college and studying herbalism and all sorts of things. So I'm really proud of what she's doing. And our new singer, Nancy Dawn Olson, has taken over those parts, the parts that Bonnie sang.
Mm-hmm. And Nancy also plays guitar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love what she brings to the group is amazing.
Yeah, seriously.
Her energy is tangible.
Cool.
Yeah, well, it was fun meeting her as well. I didn't know if she would be able to make it for our show tonight or not.
She's packing. She's home packing. Because we leave for Summerland tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fair enough, fair enough. So, God, you're going to Summerland coming up, so where else are you going? What else have you got going on? I mean, it's the busy festival season, so I guess you guys are crazy
right
now. Funny
you should ask that. Actually, there are a number of things coming up. We're going to be, Summerland next week. Hang on. I've got to turn a light on in here because now that it's starting to get dark, we've got to turn the lights on the porch. It's really nice to sit out here and not have it raining.
Yeah.
Terry
Robin, you have an email address I can send you a picture?
Oh, yeah. littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
All one word?
All one word, littlestonebridge.
Yeah, all one together.
All okay. Lowercase.
We are going to be at Grand Sabbath. That's coming up. That's at Oak Spirit Sanctuary in Boonville, Missouri.
That's the
30th through, that's July 30th through August 2nd. And then the following week, we're going to be at Pan Pagan Festival up in Indiana. And so we're kind of looking forward to that. This is the first time. Pan Pagan Festival is kind of the granddaddy of all the pagan festivals in the United States. That one's been going on for well over 30 years. And a lot of the other ones, PSG included, they sort of hived off. They got their inspiration from Pan Pagan. So we're looking forward to being at the granddaddy of them all. We have a CD release party coming up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We're going to be at Stone's Throw in Eau Claire, Wisconsin on August 14th. And that'll be our official kickoff for the new CD, Which Way Is East?
Oh, that's going to be fun. There's a local band called Transistor Radio. They do Motown covers and Chicago covers. They've got a sax player that's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys, bunch of friends that hang out and jam on music that they love.
So they're gonna open for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Licked by a Fairy will be having a floor show.
Yeah, there's going to be a fashion show there.
That's,
Fashions by Licked by a Fairy. I love that name.
That's my day job. My girlfriend and I have a clothing line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Next.
So
Memorial
Where can people look at your clothing line? So we might as well plug that too while you're here.
Oh, you have to come to the festivals.
Oh, there's no website that I can look at stuff.
Well, not
that's
look
what
at
people
stuff,
are going to want to know.
We do have a website, and yeah, I really ought to get some pictures downloaded onto it. we have a Facebook page, Licked by a Fairy, and I will endeavor to get those pictures loaded.
There you go.
That's
but right.
Yeah,
we did look at your stuff. I didn't realize that you sewed that stuff yourself. That you guys made that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I always say that my mother is a seamstress. I sew.
Okay.
And I grew up sewing. I grew up with a love of sewing. I was a Barbie doll girl. And you walk in my booth and I'm going to throw clothes on you because I still love playing with clothes.
Next Memorial Day weekend in 2016, this is going to be big. It's called the Caldera Music Festival. It's in northern Georgia. There's going to be about 3,000 people there. And it's going to be us, and it's going to be S.J. Tucker, Tuatha Dea, Dragon Ritual Drummers.
Dom the Bard.
Dave the Bard's coming in for that. I think, I think Sharon and Winter are going to be there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Sharon Knight is going to be there. Becca Kelso is going to be there.
The very, very first pagan music festival.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking a pagan Woodstock here.
That's awesome.
And where is that going to be?
That's going to be in northern Georgia. Caldera is the name of the festival. You can find it at paganmusicfestival.com. That's their website. It's paganmusicfestival.com.
Okay. And since it's named Caldera, is the reason I'm asking this. Does this have anything to do with the author, Raven Caldera?
I do not know that. I was not included in that in those conversations.
Okay, I'm just curious.
They called and said, "Would you play?" And we said, "Yes, we'd be happy to."
That's awesome. Well, good for you guys.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah, well, I'm pulling up that website right now because, well, I'm from that area.
Okay.
I grew up in that area, so I'm looking at the. I'm trying to find out what city it's going to be, where it's going to be located. So,
well,
you know,
I don't
that sounds
misspeak.
Like.
I'd like to say that it's in somewhere near Dalton, but I don't want to misspeak that. I would rather that people went to the website and through there you can find out all the bands that are playing, and at the same time, you know, you can purchase the tickets to go. It's going to be 3 days of pagan music.
You know, and I think the VIP tickets are already sold out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Lafayette, Georgia.
Lafayette.
Lafayette. It's pronounced Lafayette in Georgia.
Lafayette.
It's not.
Well.
Lafayette.
Pardon
in Louisiana. In Louisiana, it's Lafayette. In Georgia, it's Lafayette.
And then in the north, it's Lafayette.
Well.
And that is 30 minutes from where I grew up.
Oh,
really?
Your stomping grounds, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So tell us those dates again.
I'm so excited about it. Again, it's Memorial Day weekend of next year.
Oh, of next year.
2016.
Right.
Yeah,
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I was confusing Labor Day weekend. We've got like three things we should be doing on Labor Day.
Yeah, we're already booked for Labor Day,
But Terry
too.
Has to go to Dubai instead, so.
So. And we're going to be doing a number of pagan rides coming up. We're going to be at Louisville. We're going to be at Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis. We're going to be at Fox Valley, which is Menasha, Wisconsin, Fox Valley Pagan Pride. So we're doing a lot of the pagan prides too.
Awesome.
Cool.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to see if they could book your band, how is the best way to do that?
Call me, email me. You can always get a hold of me on you can get a hold of the band on Facebook, or you can email me at brad@mmrmusic.com, or they can get in touch with us on our Reverb Nation page. Reverb Nation is a great resource for a lot of bands, a lot of music, and so forth. And We've been in the top five Americana bands for, over 3 years now.
Excellent.
Thank you. We're very proud of that.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah.
So if somebody wants to book us, please tell them how to get in touch with us.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So if you do want to get in touch with the band to book them, to have them come to your Pagan Pride event or your, you know, event, or hell, they'll probably play weddings and things like that if you pay them enough money.
Weddings, funerals, barn dances.
We have a special song for weddings.
Oh, you do?
Yes, actually, we do.
Yeah, it's Queen. We're covering a Queen song. It's called Another One Bites the Dust. No, I'm
no,
so
we're
cheesy.
Not. No, we're not. Although, if somebody requested that, we'll learn it.
Sure, absolutely. So, if you want to book the band, it's brad@mmr.
Music.com.
Okay. Now, everybody go to their phones and I'm just kidding. Or go to your computer and send them an email.
What is email right now?
Yeah. So I have a question in regard to requests.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So everybody in the world, well, except for Terry, because he apparently has never heard the album. Just about everybody in the world is familiar with the Jethro Tull Songs from the Wood album.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which has a lot of great pagan songs on it.
Oh, Jack and the Green's a fabulous song.
I love that song. you know, there's On Velvet Green, Jack and the Green, Songs from the Wood, but there's another one on that album that I just love. There's Solstice Bells, Cup of Wonder.
Cup of Wonder is just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So do people ever request those? I get the feeling that this album, for some reason, is uniformly sort of dismissed in the pagan community at large, because whenever I talk about it with people or other musicians, they kind of glaze over, and I'm not really sure why. Can you maybe clue me in?
Oh, I have no clue, Robin. None at all.
Because nobody covers any of that stuff, and you'd think somebody would.
Well,
because
you know why that is.
Nobody can play flute.
Nobody can stand on one leg for that long.
I have been to a lot of concerts. I've seen Queen. I've seen Tina Turner. And they just to name the two big ones. But the two most magical concerts that I have ever seen. The first one, the number one on my list, is Wendy Rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second,
yeah,
Jethro Tull.
I saw them, you know, years ago as well. And what a presence Ian Anderson has.
Oh, my God.
Indeed.
Yeah. No. Just amazing on stage.
Yes.
But this is, you know, I mean, I know nobody plays the flute. I get that. But certainly there have got to be synthesizers that can duplicate that today and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why more pagan musicians, why we don't cover. You know, they have ear stick. His songs are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are really, really deep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I find it interesting that you mentioned Wendy Rule and Jethro Tull. She's, you know, of course, saying I didn't listen to Jethro Tull before she started playing it for me. And she had never heard Wendy Rule music before I started playing it for her.
Yeah.
So,
but
Wendy Rule voice, there's just something about that woman's voice that just penetrates.
Well, there's something about her presence. I mean, you can tell that she is a high priestess. When she gets up on that stage, she commands the presence. And she takes that energy and feeds it back to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you couple that with the fabulous, fabulous songs that she has written over the years, you can't help but have a great experience at her shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and an operatically trained voice, which doesn't hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it when she starts going into her low register. It's like,
Yeah. There's several songs that we used to play on another station that I used to be affiliated with.
station that cannot be named.
Maybe when I'm old enough, you'll tell me what that is.
Maybe.
Since we're refusing to grow up, that may never happen.
The quintessential pan. That's what I live with.
Yes, I may grow older, but I don't have to grow up. And somebody told me recently that if I haven't grown up by the time I'm 50, I don't have to grow up.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
That's because the cycle
starts
over again.
Now we can embarrass our children and our grandchildren at the dinner table.
Absolutely.
And it's okay to do that.
When I was 15 years old, my grandmother raised me. And I loved her dearly. She was a wonderful woman. But every once in a while, I'd be home, and the phone would ring, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it'd be the bartender at the local bar, literally a block and a half from my house, that she had walked to, gotten drunk, and was now on the bar, taking her clothes off in front of all my friends, dancing on the bar. And they'd be like, come get your grandmother. So I am looking forward to doing that to my daughter. Because I'm going to have a really good time.
You go, girl. This is a point of empowerment, Robin.
There you go.
it'll be at some pagan festival, and she'll jump up on the stage with the artist. And
I just need the boob lift, and then I think I'll be good.
How much can I say on this radio station?
Anything on the internet.
Yeah, it's pretty much wide open. So this is the wild west. So. While we're pausing to contemplate all of the most recent comments.
Just chew on that for a while.
Yes, but why don't you tell us about the song Blue Sky, and let's play another song for our listeners.
Okay. I experiment with a lot of different styles of music. I do not just write in one style. I can't. I have to explore as many genres as possible and do what I can to fit it into the style of the band. This one has a little more of a foundation in bluegrass, so it's going to be totally different than Daylight Comes Again. Mm. And one thing that I've realized over the years, Terry and Robin, is that pagans are not just concerned about pagan things. They like to enjoy nature. They like to, they have more on their mind than just one single focus. And this is not what I would consider a pagan song. I would consider it more pagan friendly because it is about nature and it is about relationships and it is about taking that experience to the next level if possible.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not more of a bluegrass style. We were kind of inspired, some dear friends, they're like family to us, Tuatha Dea, and they're down in Tennessee, and I was inspired when we went down there and went to their house, and they're up in the mountains there. So just looking around and taking that experience in, drinking it in. And when we got home from tour that year, I sat down and wrote this song.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's go ahead and listen to Blue Sky, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Stick around, everybody.
skies I know, to the blue sky in the mountains where the river waters flow. Take me back to a place I know, to the blue sky in the mountains where the river waters flow.
Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Fowler. And my lady Robin, how are you, darling?
I'm back.
All right, and you are here with us under a shady tree with our special guest, Brad Murphy and Teresa Frank. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, and all of our listeners have been listening to Blue Sky from your newest CD, Which Way Is East? Now, I like that song. I grew up about 3 hours from Gatlinburg,
okay.
And went to University of Tennessee. Went to University of Tennessee, which is just right there. You know, Knoxville is just an hour away from Gatlinburg.
Yep. And isn't that in Johnson, Johnson City?
Johnson City. No, it's in Knoxville.
Knoxville. Okay.
Knoxville. And so yeah, I was. During the break, I was saying something to Robin about Gatlinburg, and then you mentioned Gatlinburg in the song. She and I are going to have to go up there. I mean, that was my memories of Gatlinburg are always very fond memories of those visits up there.
Well, that whole area up there, Knoxville, you know, down to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, you know, Crosby, that whole area, Sevierville. You can always tell somebody who grew up in the South as opposed to somebody who grew up in the North by how they pronounce the word Knoxville or Louisville, you know. Up here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, so forth, you'd hear Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
But down there, it's Knoxville.
Yeah, it's like Knoxville. That's right.
Right.
You forget about the I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go right to the L.
That's it. I grew up in Chattanooga.
Okay.
You know, right there on the Georgia state line. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
where we
you
were.
And that's. Wow, very cool. That's just that whole area is just so beautiful and so inspiring, and I love this song. I love the bluegrass influence. Very, very cool song. So
thank you.
Thanks for sharing it with us. So we are actually coming up about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. So what I wanted to do at this point was to give you guys a chance to tell us something about the album or the band or, anything that we haven't asked about, something that you've been dying to tell us about that we didn't ask you about.
I'll tell you where the name of the album came from. Yeah, it's called Which Way Is East? Oftentimes when we are at a festival, we will sing up the quarters. And most traditions would like you to start with East.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I ask is, which way is east? Because I'm never sure where I am.
Well, sure, yeah, it's hard to be oriented to the spot you're at if you're not from there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Cute.
As we're getting ready to put up a circle, okay, which way is east?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. was going to say, I go out in the yard and have to, you know, ask him, which way is east? Is it over there? Yeah, that's where the sun rises. I've been living here for 10 years, so.
I carry a compass. I actually carry a compass in my vest.
Is that the band is growing. We're adding new members, bass player, drummer, keyboardist. We're going to be adding more members to the band. It's going to be a bigger band than just the three of us singing and mom on washboard.
Mm-hmm. Our fourth band member is my mother, Jeanette Atwood, and she plays washboard and percussion.
Cool.
Oh, very cool.
She can say that she can professionally count to four.
She's been kind of a road mom for us and takes mm-hmm. care of the merch booth and stuff like that, but we've also gotten her on stage to play washboard with us, and she's becoming quite a clown up there. She gets more attention than the rest of us.
Put together.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, I think part of it, Robin and Terry, is that my mother was of that generation where, you left home and you got married and had kids.
Yeah.
So mom never had a chance. When she had the opportunity, when everybody was being hippies, my mother was a mom.
Yeah.
So she's getting in touch with her inner hippie now. We even got her wearing tie-dye.
Yep.
Wow.
She kind of started growing at 19.
That's cool.
So. Yeah, it has been very cool to watch her grow into her own person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is seriously cool to see that happen to somebody at any age.
Yeah. Yeah, she joined us. My father passed away. They were married like 53 years.
Oh, wow.
And that first year, Mom was in a fog. And then when about a year had passed, Mom was coming out of the fog, and she was just angry all the time. She didn't know what to do. She knew she had to move on with her life, but she'd never been alone as an adult.
Yeah. How dare he leave me? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I said, Mom, come on the road with us. We need the help.
And she said, well, what am I going to play? And Teresa handed her a washboard.
And Mom said, well, that's not an instrument. And I said, oh, yes, it is. And I dragged her into the house and made her watch a bunch of YouTube videos. Next thing we know, she's got a drill, and she's grilling and drilling shit onto her washboard.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, excellent.
Go, Mom.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Guys, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. It was great meeting you at Horn and Honey, and I look forward to having you guys on the show again. I look forward to seeing you at another festival.
Oh,
I'm sure that we'll be speaking somewhere you guys will be playing. So.
Oh, I can only hope, Terry.
Yeah,
yeah, we got to stay in touch, keep in each other's loop so that we can hook up again.
I'd love that. I'd totally love
that. Oh, excellent.
We'll
keep
you apprised of any new music and things like that, keep you apprised of what the band is doing, where we're going, and so forth. And
let us know where you guys are going. Maybe we can, purposefully be at the same place at the same time.
Oh, I'd love it.
That'd be
I would totally love it.
Yeah.
So thank you for inviting us and for having us on the show, and I will be first one to leave. So thank you and goodbye.
Hey. All right, thanks, Teresa. Take care of yourself.
All right, you guys. Well, thanks a lot for having us on the show. I do appreciate this, and I wish you all the best, and we'll be in touch very soon.
All right. I look forward to it. It's been great having you. Thanks again.
Take care, man.
All right.
Bye-bye, Robin.
Good night, Brad.
Night. So for any of our listeners who want to get in touch with the station, you can contact us at surn.org@gmail.com. You can get in touch with Robin and I at littlestonebridge@gmail.com or check out our public figure page or our Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworking. Robin, how does somebody get in touch with you, your Facebook page and all that stuff?
Well, my Facebook page is Robin, middle initial A, McKean, McKean. You can always find me there. You can also find me on my show's Facebook page, which is Spiritual Wellness Physical Health. There's also the littlestonebridge@gmail.com. email address that Terry and I share, so you can actually get a hold of either one of us at that address. And I think that's everything.
All right. And if you're trying to get in touch with me personally, you can find me on Facebook, Terry Power, and it shows me in North Copley, Pennsylvania, or my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter, at Rev Terry Power HP. So, again, it was great having Brad and Teresa on the show and introducing some of the music from their new CD. And, you know, listen in regularly, folks, because we'll be playing some more of this music. And I guess that's about it. Did you have anything else you wanted to add tonight?
I just was really thrilled to be able to have Brad and Teresa on, and I'm looking forward for us to be able to sit down and visit with them at another event. I know I had a great time talking to them. Brad and I have all kinds of, you know, musical stuff in common. He's into a lot of the same esoteric weird music that I am. We had a good conversation at Horn and Honey when you went up to look at Torser's spot there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's about it. I guess it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be all.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.